To those who are the called, sanctified in God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Amen. Today we look to the fifth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning with verse 1, part of our epistle lesson for this morning. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Here ends our text. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, dear fellow redeemed." One of the most peaceful spots I can recall in my youth was a concrete platform in the backyard of Professor James Pelzel. Prof. Pelzel was a science teacher at our Emmanuel College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he used to take his astronomy class over to his place on a warm spring or fall evening for stargazing. He had a powerful telescope that was wonderful for looking at the moon or the constellations, but what really set it apart was a special platform he built to mount the telescope on. It was a solid concrete slab, 2 feet thick, solid as a rock, so that the telescope never wavered by so much as an inch. It was oriented to the points of the compass, so we always knew which direction we were looking in. On those balmy spring and autumn nights in Wisconsin, it was the perfect platform from which to spend a pleasant hour in peaceful contemplation of the universe's wonders. Needless to say, peace is something that's in notoriously short supply in our world of today. Conflicts rage around the world just in recent weeks. Arab countries have been in revolt all across the Middle East. In our own country already, fighting two expensive foreign wars, we now appear to be entering yet a third. Closer to home, each of us has personal struggles to contend with. Hard times, trials, and tribulations that can make a person's life at times seem anything but peaceful. Have you been feeling that way lately? Like you have no peace? Like you can't get anything else done because there's so much turmoil constantly in your life? If so, then take heart, because the Apostle Paul has great news for you this morning. Our theme today is Christ provides a permanent platform of peace. Resting on Christ, you can gain access to God's grace. Resting on Him, you can glory even in tribulations. Resting on Him, you will see your hopes fulfilled. The book of Romans is all about the subject of righteousness. The key verse may well be Romans 1, verse 7. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." To be justified before God, to have God declare you not guilty, you need righteousness. The first four chapters of Romans talk all about what that true righteousness is, the righteousness of God Himself, and how to get it, namely through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, here in chapter 5, Paul goes on. He goes on to describe what the life of someone who is a Christian, who has found that righteousness, what that life looks like. Paul paints a picture that is interesting. It's not a picture of a life that's full of stress and sorrow, of confusion and chaos. Just the opposite. Summing up the first four chapters, Paul says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The photo on this morning's bulletin cover kind of caught my attention when I first saw it. So beautiful. It's the picture of a quiet green garden. Just makes you want to go in, doesn't it? Sit down for a moment and rest in that peaceful environment. A picture of peace and serenity with a statue of Christ at its center. And that's appropriate because Jesus Christ is the reason we can have peace with God. Adam and Eve, because of their sin, were cast out of their lush green garden, weren't they? And we who have inherited their sin would also be eternal outcasts if God in his grace had not invited us back in through his son Jesus. As Paul says a little later in this chapter, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." Amid all the chaos and upheaval of this present evil world, a world that is, with each passing day, drawing closer to the fearful judgment of the last day, we Christians live in a sort of oasis, in a lush green garden of peace. For Christ provides us the perfect platform of peace. Let's talk about why. In the first place, because resting on him, you gain access to God's grace. Our text says, "Through Christ, we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." It's great to have access, isn't it? It's great to have that membership card that gets you into the big box discount store. It's nice to have that pass that admits you to the VIP lounge or the expensive ticket that entitles you to sit in first class on the airplane. Well, faith is what gives you access to God's grace. The receiving organ through which God gives you his grace is the Spirit-worked faith that rests in your heart. Not faith in some general sense, and certainly not faith in yourself and your own righteousness, but rather faith in Christ. When you rest your confidence on Christ alone for forgiveness and salvation, you're resting on the rock. Jesus Christ is that permanent platform of peace. You, in your faith, can be as confident and as certain as the psalmist was when he wrote these words, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." What is the greatest peace of all? William Shakespeare said, "A peace above all earthly dignities is a still and quiet conscience." The greatest peace we can experience is the inner peace of a quiet conscience, that stillness that exists when the raging voice of our guilty conscience is finally quieted by the gentle voice of our Savior, who says, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." This is the inner peace to which you and I have exclusive access through faith in Christ. You're resting on Christ, the permanent platform of peace. It means you've got access to God's grace, but it also means something else. It means that resting on him, you can glory even in tribulations. Paul says, "We rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations." Do you glory in tribulations? Just asking. When you're confronted with things in your life that are painful and difficult, are you grateful to God for sending them into your life? Do you thank him for strengthening your faith in that way and then cheerfully place all your trust in him to resolve those difficulties? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, because if you're like me, you have to confess that you're not always cheerful and trusting in the face of crisis. Often we're found whining and complaining, saying, "Why me?" And at times, I'm afraid, even questioning the will of God for our lives. So often, I'm afraid, Jesus' words apply to us, "O ye of little faith." It doesn't have to be that way. Just remember today's text. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ gives you a permanent platform of peace, a platform from which you can view life's troubles in a totally different light. In fact, with faith in your heart, you can see that life's troubles very often are not evidence of God's hatred, but rather of his love for you. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, the Bible says, and scourges every son whom he receives. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Afterwards, peace. Not only is the tribulation in your life evidence of God's love for you, you should also remember that it's an important way in which God helps you develop in your spiritual life and strengthens your faith. In other words, God intends these trials, painful as they may be, to turn out for your spiritual good. Paul says, "We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." Needless to say, you develop that ability, the ability to glory even in your tribulations, you're going to be in a good place. If you get to the point in your life as a Christian where you can view even the bad things, even the painful things, as gifts of God meant to strengthen your faith, well, you're going to have come a long way toward living a truly happy and contented and, yes, peaceful life. But there's a third reason, too, that Christ provides a permanent platform of peace. Because resting on him, you will see your hope fulfilled. Paul goes on, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Hope does not disappoint. So many things in our lives disappoint us, isn't it true? All our painstakingly crafted plans for our future that never seem to quite work out. Friends who let us down. Goals that you work so hard to achieve only to see them crumble and slip through your fingers. So many things can disappoint us, but one thing will never disappoint us, the hope we have in Jesus Christ. And here we have to remember what the biblical word hope really means. It means confident expectation. Saying that our hope is in Christ does not mean, oh, I hope my sins are forgiven, or I really hope I make it to heaven, but I'm not too sure. No. Christ is our permanent platform of peace. He's our rock. For as Paul told the Corinthians, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Many of the other things in our lives disappoint us, but the hope we have in Christ will never disappoint. Other hopes may be misplaced, certainly. There are a lot of people, for instance, who sincerely hope that hell is just a myth, that judgment day will never arrive, and that there is no God to whom they will be responsible for their sins. But our hope, our certain confidence, is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is based on the facts of Scripture, not on wishful thinking. The evidence, Paul says, is right here inside of us, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Holy Spirit created faith in your heart through the Word of God, which you heard. Your hope of everlasting life isn't a wish, and it isn't a hunch, and it isn't a gut feeling. It can't be, because it rests on a platform more solid than a slab of reinforced concrete. It rests on the atoning work of Christ on the cross. Or to put it in the words of our beloved Lenten hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." It was a meteorology professor of mine who once pointed out that stillness is an illusion. You are always in motion, whether you realize it or not. Even sitting in your easy chair at home, as motionless as you can be, you're still moving, and at quite a clip, too. If you take into account the Earth's rotation on its axis, you're, even when it's sitting still, moving at 700 miles an hour. If you think about the Earth's rotation around the sun, then you're moving at a little bit faster, 67,000 miles an hour. And if you take into account the rotation of our solar system around our galaxy, the Milky Way, you're moving at a real surprising clip of over 500,000 miles an hour. Scientists say there's nothing in the universe that isn't moving. I think you and I would disagree with that, wouldn't we? We've learned from God's word that no matter how fast life's events change around us, no matter how suddenly turmoil and anxiety arrives in our personal lives, Christ provides a permanent platform of peace. Resting on him, we gain access to God's grace. Resting on him, we can glory even in tribulations. Resting on him, we will see our hope fulfilled, particularly the consummation of that final hope when we join our Savior in the everlasting joys of heaven. Where can peace be found? Our choir answered that for us a few moments ago when it sang, "In the cross of Christ I glory, towering over the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure, joys that through all time abide." Amen. Please rise.